This month, close to 300 runners set out for 26.2 miles through the Canadian backcountry, trying to avoid bears and drowning. Doug Fine of member station KHNS in Haines, Alaska, ran in the race and covered it.
You expect certain quirks when you head to the Northwest Canadian wilderness to enter a race called the Yukon River Trail Marathon. Race day, for example, starts with the usual outlining of official bear encounter policy.
Okay, folks, so just a few things we want to let you know. This is a wilderness marathon. If you see a bear, make sure you're running with someone who is slower than you. Now, in all seriousness, if you do come across one of those big critters, try and go in the other direction, go back and let the people at the last check station know.
Then comes the typical race course description by race officials.
The footing is a little tenuous, and there are a couple of drop-offs. We have put in a safety rope, so if you do slip, grab the rope, and then that'll keep you out of the river.
The members of our four-person marathon relay team could handle these unnerving announcements. We were even expecting them as the race got going.
2, 1, go!
But it was when we got lost leaving Whitehorse, the Yukon capital, in search of the Leg 2 checkpoint that we saw the real challenge of this race. You see, our first runner, Kelly, had to pass off to our second runner, Lori, somewhere in the Yukon backcountry, and we couldn't follow the illegible race map. We wound up pulling into gas stations and stopping people on the road.
Hi. Do you know where the Robert E. Lowe Bridge is?
Which?
The Robert E. Lowe Bridge. There's a bridge somewhere we're looking for, but maybe...
Time was running out. Kelly's leg was just 5 miles, and she's a fast runner.
You know what? Let's turn left on that dirt road that I was thinking.
Okay.
Finally, we parked in a cluster of spruce and sprinted a kilometer or two through what in winter is a cross-country ski trail. With the Yukon River flowing like a directional emerald brick road below us, we found the checkpoint a full 12 seconds before Kelly sprinted in.
Oh, whew, we made it, huh?
No woman has gone through.
Okay. Oh, good.
Someone's yelling.
Lori pulled off her sweatshirt and hurriedly scrambled up to the Leg 2 starting point.
All right, Lori, so this is a bit more of an exciting start than you were hoping for.
Yeah, a little bit more than I needed, but that's okay.
Scott and I, our two other team members, had vowed that if we reached Kelly in time, we wouldn't stress her out with news of the near disaster.
How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm tired, but I gave it all I had, and I feel good.
Should we tell her, Scott?
Yeah, maybe we should break the news that we just got here about 10 seconds ago.
Really?
And we were lost.
Oh.
Totally lost. Running
I wondered.
Down the first guy had just crossed the line. And like.
That's funny.
We had less trouble finding the Leg 3 start, but I had a few personal worries as I stretched. You see, I just had my appendix out a week earlier. I'd trained too hard to quit on my team, and my doctor had given me a somewhat grudging green light, but I wasn't confident that the entire Yukon Territory's supply of ibuprofen was sufficient for 7 hilly miles through the wilderness. I wound up holding my own, though, finishing 6th on my leg, and was ready for teammate Kelly's questions.
So you just had your appendix removed just last week. Did that bother you? Could you feel it? How are you feeling now?
I kind of feel like it was perhaps an advantage because I'm lighter, I'm trimmer, and I'm considering having more organs removed before the next race.
58 minutes later, back in Whitehorse, we saw our final runner, Scott, tearing around the corner out of the woods and toward the finish line.
Yes, Scott!
His time pulled us into second place in our category, the four-person mixed-gender relay, a far better result than we had expected. Under doctor's orders, our team retired to the hotel lounge for the muscle relaxant known as beer. We had no trouble finding that in the Yukon. For National Public Radio, I'm Doug Fine.